Thank you. Jesus, Jesus, you make the deafness tremble. Is that what it goes? Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. I'm learning. There's somebody here right now. You know, I don't normally have numbness on my feet. I'm having this numbness in my feet. Who's strong with numbness in their feet? Yeah, come over. I normally have numbness in my feet, and I know myself. So I'm just feeling this numbness in my foot. And I'm saying, look, it's gone now. Now that I called it, it's gone. See? Thank you. See, now that I called it, the numbness is gone. And I don't normally have numbness, but I can just feel it. Now it's just gone. Who else has numbness in their feet? What's the woman with the finger that is tingling and she didn't come? Where are you? How was your fingers? Yeah, and the pain. What's the pain in the hand?
Yeah.
It's still gone?
Yes, a little bit here, but it's gone, and I can't believe my back is better.
Your back is better.
The whole side.
It's better.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I love it when God does things, eh? Yeah. Yes, Lord. Where's Karen? Okay. But somebody move the pulpit, not the pastor. Pastor, you can't touch the pulpit anymore. Pastor, you can't move it. Okay, pastor? You can't move the pulpit any longer. You can't move it anymore.
No.
Good. Take your hands off. Hands off. I know. I just ask of you. I'll pray for you tomorrow, but I just wanted to say this to you. The Lord is so delighted in you. The Lord is so delighted in you. The Lord is so delighted in you. I'll pray for you guys tomorrow morning, but I just wanted to say this to you. That he's so delighted that anytime he sees you, you melt his heart.
Oh. Okay. Ooh.
Jesus. You melt his heart. You're so precious. You know, pastors' wives carry a lot of weight. A lot of weight. Yeah. Not that kind of weight. Oh, my God. Not literally weight. Not that kind of physical weight. She has no weight. She has weight, but not that weight. Oh, Sarah. Sarah's laughing over there. But the Lord is so delighted in you. The Lord is well pleased with you. The Lord is well pleased with you. He's so delighted in you. He so appreciates you. You say you never know all the children you've prayed for. You never know all the people you've loved. You never know. But my prayer for you is you see the fruits right on earth too. Amen. See, I always pray that, Lord, I don't want to have the fruit in heaven. I want to have it right here on earth so I can benefit right here on earth so that I can see God. God, show me what God you've done so that I can also be, my heart can melt. And God is going to show you people that you've poured your heart into, that they've moved on, and you're going to come back and say, thank you. Because you're the kind of, I wanted to say all this tomorrow, but I'll say a little bit today. Like a home makes everything smooth. You want everything to be perfect. God is going to release you so somebody can help you to do that. You don't have to really run it all over around, like everywhere you want to do it. Make sure are you okay? Everybody's fine. No. Oh, over there, everything fine. Oh, yeah, okay. Somebody got to go to intercession. Somebody got to take off coffee. Somebody.
And it's wherever she goes.
You do this over there. Okay, that thing over there. Yeah, that thing on. Just.
She'll do it in your house if she comes back.
Whew. Take it, chill out, relax. Relax. He wants you to enjoy him. Say, Mary chose that thing. I know you love him, but God is going to relieve you of this. Say, oh, do this. Somebody else will take care of it. And you actually, you become beam. You beam like lights. You radiate. Because the radiation has been stopped from radiating because you're allowing other stuff to take care of all that stuff. Somebody can take care of that. Somebody's going to come and say, Karen, I can do this for you. Take your hands off. But you have to take your hands off too. You have to take your hands off. God is going to bring three ladies to help you. Three ladies. To take off the weight for you. I'm not talking of weight. To come and take off the load for you. Not that kind of load, too. They come and relieve you. Then you, because one of the things you like to do is spend time with him quietly. You bring this music so loud. So you can dance. You become wild. He likes your wildness. I'll talk about it tomorrow. I better stop. So I just bless you. But there are three ladies coming for you to come and help you. To come and help you to alleviate some of these things. So that, not that you won't get involved. You're still leading it, but they're reporting to you and helping. See, I had to learn to delegate. I thought I was going to burn out. I was doing everything. The only thing I couldn't do was leading worship. Everything else, I did it. I did all of that, and I was close. And I had Jethro came. Jethro. You remember when Jethro came to Moses? And said to Moses, train the 70 and put the same spirit in them. And Jethro came to me, and that's my pastor. He said, Zach, you're burning out. There's no life in you anymore. You're flat. I didn't want to be a church. I hated church. And I'm the pastor. That's not good. See what I'm saying? That's not good. And my Jethro came, my pastor, said, Zach, give to people. And I gave it to people, and that set me free. Now I have a good time. Mike won't let me do anything. Don't let him touch that. I want to help. No, you can't help. And now I'm sitting, I'm bored. But what I'm saying is that has changed my life also. Because now I'm a leader instead of me doing everything. I non-delegate. I trust people. Actually, you know what? At the beginning, I didn't trust them. I didn't think they were going to be good like me. And that's the problem, because I thought that if they do it, they won't do it as good as me. Actually, now they do a better job than me. Yes! Yeah. So I'll talk about that tomorrow for you anyway. So, Father, we thank you this afternoon. You know, Mike, can you just come back for me, please? And Sarah, come back too. I like Sarah's voice. She's so precious. Where are you, Sarah? Yeah, come over. Yes. I'll pray for you and your husband tomorrow. Is that okay? Yeah. Because you're going to have your own CD. You're going to make your own music. Yeah, I haven't forgotten you, Kenton. I haven't forgotten. You know? Yeah. Jesus, you're so good. Yeah. See, this is how it works. You see, because my feet was numbed, okay? Because I didn't pray for that, my feet is gone, come back again. So I just need to pray this so I can get rid of it. I don't normally get numbness on my feet. I don't. So numbed. Wake up. Yeah, who else has their feet numbed? Who? Apart from Kenton. Is that you? Come over too. Who else? See, you know, my feet is getting better now. Who else? Who? Somebody's raising their hand. Only the two of you? And how? Okay. Okay. You come, then bring your chair. Bring your chair closer. Yeah, you guys come closer. Let me pray for this first, and then we'll see what the Lord is going to do. Yeah. Which part of your feet is numb? Both your knees? Both your feet is numbed. Okay. And which part of your feet is numb?
All of my left leg.
All your left leg is numb.
My left foot.
Okay. And you?
Just my left foot.
Just your left foot. Hey, I remember your face.
Yeah.
I remember his face.
Last year,
yeah. See, I remember some people. Yes. Stretch your hands towards them. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Numbness, go! Go in the name of Jesus. Numbness, go. Go in the name of Jesus. For I speak to this numbness. Shanama. Fire on him in the name of Jesus. And I speak to your Father Lord, break off any stroke, spirit of stroke, get out of him. You have no right to be there because he doesn't need you. And I speak life to your body and I command the numbness to be what? To reverse so there's no numbness any longer. Fire! 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 Goes. Yeah, everything goes. Everything goes right now. Every numbness goes. Every numbness goes in the name of Jesus. Every numbness. Awaken them. Awaken. Awaken. Everything that is dead, awaken it up. Awaken it up in the name of anything that is dead. Awaken it. Awaken it. Awaken it right now. Speak to the numbness. I speak to the blood circulation to circulate normally. In the name of I speak to your blood vessel. Anything blocking your blood vessel in the name of Jesus to be gone in the name of Jesus right now. To be gone. Lord, I bring healing to her. Where, Kathy, come over here. Can you touch her knees for me? Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to the numbness to go away. In the name of Jesus. What's your name? Linda, let me tell you, there's one thing the Lord told me to tell you, that you are beautiful. Listen, Linda, that you're a beautiful, beautiful woman. That you're beautiful both inside and outside. He wants you to know that. That you've made him so happy. God says you make him happy. Your smile alone makes a difference to him. That he's so delighted in you, Linda. That you haven't disappointed him, Linda. That you haven't disappointed him. He's so in love with you. He wants you to know that. He wants you to know that you've touched his heart. That's how precious you are. That he's so in love with you. He is so much in love with you. This Jesus of Nazareth, he's so in love with you. And he wants you to know you're beautiful. That you are beautiful. That anytime he sees you, you make him smile. You make him smile. That's how precious you are. That's how precious you are. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Oh, she's so glowing. Look at the face. She's glowing. A beautiful lady. So beautiful. Look at your face. She's so precious. She's so precious. Honestly. There's something about you that is so precious. It's so precious, Linda. Oh, she's so precious, honestly. You make Jesus happy. You make him happy. I know. You make him happy. Anytime the smile on your face makes a difference for him. He just wants to see you smile all the time. So when you smile, remember this. When you smile, you make Jesus happy. Is that okay? Keep smiling and make Jesus happy. Yes. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So I'm so proud of you, Linda. Look at your face, it's so precious. Look at the beam on her face, it's precious. Look how beautiful you are. God makes special people. There's only one, do you know there's only one Linda in the whole world? That's how precious you are. There's only one Linda. God will never make another Linda like you. That's how precious you are. So don't you ever, ever look down upon Linda. Linda is always going to be beautiful to Jesus. You're always going to be beautiful in Jesus' eyes. Just your smile. Just your smile. Just your smile. I love it. I love it. It's so precious. It's so precious. Honestly, it's so precious. Even if I just came here for her alone, that's good enough. I cry too, you know? Yeah. Sorry. The Bible says Jesus has compassion. When he had compassion, he healed them. So precious, Linda. You're so precious, Linda. Huh? You can move your feet. Isn't that good? You see how God works in this. This is how God works. I'm dealing with her heart so she can take her mind off the feet and God will heal her feet. Because we're so concerned, God, I want my feet healed. But God knows what she needs more than. So God heal her heart. And God take care of the feet. So Lord, more of that. Father, thank you for Kenton. Thank you for letting him set in his heart. We're so praised, we're so privileged to do this. So Lord, I just ask you to just touch his feet that is numbed. Can we just touch it right now? Touch it right now. Touch it right now. Fire! Haha. Fire! Fire on the feet. Fire on the feet. Fire. Fire on him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I like to pray for him. He's good to praise. So this is what I want to do. Okay, this is what I feel I should do. Okay? I know this is almost 4 o'clock and the pastor said we have to finish by 4 o'clock, but me, I don't care. Is it okay, pastor? If you go after 4 o'clock, is it okay? All right, okay. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. Because we have tomorrow morning, we have tomorrow night. All right? Hey, what's your name? Come over here. What's your name? Esther. Are you married? No. Have you been married before?
No.
Esther, are you married? No. Have you been married for? No. So which is it? No or no?
No.
Have you ever been engaged before? Okay. Okay. But because somebody's coming for you. Somebody's coming for you. God has given you this gift of hospitality gift. God has given me a gift of hospitality. The gift of hospitality is to be able to host people, to be able to make people feel at home. That even your friends don't want to, because you make them feel at home, that they don't want to leave your house. You have to kick them out. God has given you this gift of hospitality. And not only that, God has given you the gift of what I'm trying to get this word. God has given you the gift of servanthood to serve people. And to you it's normal, but to other people it's not normal. The way you do to serve people, God is so pleased with you. God is so pleased with you. And the third thing I want me to let you know is that I don't know whether you have a home or not. Do you have a home? No, I know you live in, I know you're not living in a shack. She's not. But you live in a home. Of course, I know you live in a home because you don't live in a shack. You don't live on the streets. But God is going to give you your own home. God is going to give you your own home. It is a desire of yours to have your own home. British and which is Canadian. They all look alike to me. Oh, they all look alike to me. I thought I had more than that. But this is what I have. Okay? I want to see. For your home. For your home. I'm sowing a seed for your home. I'm sowing a seed for your home, for God to bring your home. And when God brings your home, then your husband will come. And your home is going to come very quickly, very, very quickly, very quickly. And you say, where am I going to get the money? I say, don't worry about that. That's what he does. He'll take care of it for you. He'll take care of it for you. I just have one more advice. I want you to tithe on that. Okay? I want you to tithe on that. And if you have not been tithing, I want you to start tithing. If you have been tithing, God bless you. Or if you've never tithed before, you're just giving here and there, I want you to start from today. Because God wants to use you. Not only will He give you a home, to use you to finance the kingdom of God. And I saw even not only do you have a house here, you have a house in Kenya as well. I saw you sending money home for people to build a house for you in Kenya that you can come and visit. And somebody will take care of it for you. And to bring income and bless some of your families there. So I thank you for this lady. I thank you for this lady, for the fire of God coming upon her. Thank you for the husband is here. Thank you for the husband is here. I said I was going to, apart from Sarah and the husband, there are some people I said I was going to pray for you. Who are you? Huh? Yeah. Are you coming tomorrow? Okay. Tomorrow, you're coming tomorrow. Okay. You know? And you guys are coming tomorrow? Yeah. But let me just pray for, let me just pray something for you. Do you have any kids? You don't want to have any kids? Not one.
Two.
Do you have two puppies? Who takes care of the puppies?
We're sharing it.
Oh, you mostly, because at the moment you don't have a job.
Job hunting.
I do.
You job hunting? What kind of job do you want?
I don't know.
Huh?
Something fulfilling.
You don't know the job you want?
Well, I've been working with software for about 10 years.
Software?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Give me your hand. On behalf of your ex-employers, I want to apologize to you. On behalf of your I want to apologize to you that we didn't treat you right. We didn't treat you right. We didn't make you feel that you're welcome there. We didn't make you feel that you belong there, and we hurt you. So on behalf of your former employees, I ask for forgiveness. Will you forgive us? And Lord Jesus, this is a new day for him. What's your name? Huh?
Ephraim.
From today onwards, Lord, I ask you to bring a job. Lord, I ask him a job, I ask him to give him something that is in line with his gifting so he can be fulfilled. Not a job. Job comes and goes, but something that he'll be fulfilled in life, something that he can look up to. He wake up in the morning, I am going to this because I love what I'm doing. So Lord, thank you. Lord, I pray by the end of the year, you open the floodgate of heaven. By the end of the year, you open this floodgate. Not only will he get a job, but he'll get a job that you pay him very well. So, Father, thank you. Thank you. Father, I give you the glory. I'm still going to pray for you tomorrow. I'm not done yet. I'm still going to pray for you tomorrow. You know? One more thing about the job. When the job comes, okay? Which church do you go to?
This church.
You come to this church. When the job comes, go talk to your pastor. Okay? I have a reason why. When the job comes, tell him. He'll pray for you and you see a huge change in it. Because what happens is that when you submit to somebody, they bless you. He's your overseer. Let him bless you to go and prosper. Then when you prosper the church too, because you give to the church, isn't it? Because you know what? What happens is that this is how I learned. I submit this to my pastor, and my pastor prays for me, and I get blessed. And people don't know why I get blessed. People don't understand why I'm successful, because I have a pastor, and the pastor prays for me. See what I'm saying? But when we get a job, oh yeah, I got a job, and you know, you need your pastor too. You need a pastor to put a hedge of protection around you, can pray for you. Because you are under authority. So he can bless you. You are under his authority. So he can bless you. That's what people don't understand. This man is a gift. Tomorrow morning I'll talk and he's a gift. He's a gift. If you don't receive the gift, that's why a lot of people, that's why I'm telling you, if you have no church, find a church. Don't quit doing la-la here, la-la there, la-la here, la-la here. Find a church that you can belong to.
Amen.
A church that will pray for you. The Bible says that they can care for your souls. I'll talk about it tomorrow morning. But I bless you. I'm a pastor. I talk about this a lot. I'm a pastor. Because you know what? When he's successful, guess who's successful? Why wouldn't he want to be successful? Why wouldn't he want him to be successful? Because if he's under him, now that you're under him, he can pray for you. And when you are successful, he becomes successful. The church becomes successful. See, it's a chain of, it's just chain and stuff. You know, I can go on because this is my passion. This is my passion that people who doesn't go to church, find a church. Find a church to go to. Don't be, oh, you know, I'm just mine. I'm, you know, guess what? The Bible says, do not forsake the garden of the saints. He didn't say, do not forsake the garden of saints everywhere. Saints. You have a seed. Can you imagine? Oh, I'll talk about that tomorrow. Let me just I get so excited. I mean, this is my area. This is my area. I love people. But I don't want people to suffer. You know what? Why? Do you know why people get sick a lot? Because they don't submit. When they're in submission, the pastor prays for them. The people in the church pray for them. And when they pray for them, they get healed. The Bible says, come to one another. Go to the elders and they can what? They can lay hands on you and they can pray for you. That's what the Bible says. Oh, get excited about this. Are you married?
Yeah, to this one.
Just want to make sure.
I was there. He was there.
He was there?
He was.
Were you there?
Yeah, just about.
Just about.
She was
there.
Yeah,
she
was
there.
Late.
Whoa! It's supposed to be the other way around.
In his defense, on the morning of the wedding, we brought it forward by an hour. So, technically, it was 15 minutes late. I
best man was
trying
to speak. We had to overtake.
Oh, my goodness. My wife was waiting for, I was waiting for my wife. Beautiful. She wore red dress. Woo! She was hot. Never mind. So I'll pray for you tomorrow, okay? Is that okay? So bless you. There's somebody else here. Where's the lady, the woman who was dancing here? Where are you? She was dancing here. Where are you? Is that you? Come over here. Your name is what?
Michelle.
What do you want from the Lord? How old are you?
47.
What?
What?
47 years old. I thought you'd go. Are you married? No. Been married before? No. Do you want to get married? You sure? I'm serious. Are you sure? You want to get married? Sure. Lord, what you've shown me, I want to tell her what you've shown me. Lord, she's asked for her to be married. Lord, bring the husband in. I'm not asking for a boyfriend. I'm not asking for a man, I'm asking for a husband. There's a difference. Man comes and goes. Boyfriend comes and goes. It's a husband that stays. Husband don't go anywhere. They're stuck. You're stuck with him, he's stuck with you. So Michelle, you used to play instruments some time ago. You should play instrument.
I'm not sure what you call mine too.
What?
I used to tinker around on the piano, but very basic.
Yeah. But you know what? He loves that about you. Even though you look like you were playing with it, he loves that. He loves that. You make him happy. You make him happy. Let me tell you what God should know. But when you were dancing, have you ever heard of a woman called, I don't know what, her name is Shampa Rice. Yeah. She's come to my church. She's a very tiny, short lady. She's even shorter than Heidi Baker. She's raised 4 people from the dead. That's what's going to happen with you. You're going to raise the dead one day. And you're going to travel. You love children. And the children are going to come around you. Shampa Rice loves children. You know, when your ministry starts, okay? Your ministry, you're going to have your own ministry. When it starts, you're going to start hugging people. And when you hug people, they get healed. Hugging, they get healed. They'll be set free. That's what Shampa Rice does. Shampa Rice hugged a man who is almost 6'8" tall. And the man was weeping like a baby because Shampa Rice hugged her. And the presence of God she just carries Jesus with her. So I just bless you. One more thing. Your husband is coming. How do you know? How will you know when your husband comes? You see him and you run. You run to hide. Say, this is too good to be true. And you run. That's how you can tell. He'll melt your heart. So, Father, thank you for Michelle. What kind of work do you do?
Occupational.
Yes. Yes. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Stretch your hands towards her. Father, silver nor gold I don't have. For such I have, I give it to her. I give her the prophetic anointing. I give her the presence. She will carry the presence wherever she goes. Yeah. Yeah. She will carry the presence at work. Yeah, at work. Yeah. At home. Even her friends will be amazed on the transformation of who you're going to make her to become. Even she herself will be amazed. So, Father, I thank you for Michelle. I thank you that, Father, that as you start using her, mighty things will start happening. It's one step at a time. One step at a time. One step at a time. One person will be healed in 10, then 20, then 30, then 40, then hundreds, then thousands will be healed. And Lord, the dead will be raised. So fire. Here we go. That's it. Presence. The presence. Fire! No more shame. No more shame of being single. No more disappointment of being single. No more. No more. No more, not good enough for a man. No more. Today is broken. Today is broken. Today is broken. No more. No more, I'm not qualified. No more, I'm not qualified. No more, there's no more good, no more good men out there. There's no more good husband out there. No more. No more. It's a new thinking. The God, you bless her. The Lord will bless her. You bless her. Do you come to this church?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have a church right now.
Absolutely.
Pastor, come over here, Pastor. come over here. Where's Sarah? Where's Sarah? Karen? She's gone again. Yeah. Come here. Come here. That's your sheep. That's your sheep. Listen. Listen.
She's precious to us.
Listen. Listen.
Hey.
What has passed is past. Listen. It's a new day. Your life is about to change. Your life is about to change. It may feel scary, but it's not that bad. When you serve Jesus, you know, this is your home. And listen. Listen. You're not perfect. You're not perfect. So neither are you. Everything will be worked out, okay? But I know what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is that when you are under authority, then authority comes. Give me one prayer badge. Where's the prayer? Give me a new prayer badge. Give me a prayer badge. Oh, you did both sides?
Yeah.
This is your new place. Because there's an anointing in your life to pray and see the people healed. So go see them, whatever you need to do to be part, to become of this, and watch. And as you start doing it, people will invite you to come and speak somewhere. And as you speak, fire will come and doors will start opening. I'm telling you. And your ministry will birth under this. And you see how God is going to use you mighty, mighty, mighty. Mightily, you go to Africa, you go to Europe, you go to Asia, and not only go with your husband. This is the new beginning. I think the battery is dying up. This is the new beginning. So fire now. Fire in Jesus' name. Congratulations. Yes. When he comes, send me a picture. I'm serious. When he comes, he's going to adore you. He's going to love you so much. And let me give you this. I won't say it publicly. All right, where are we? Where are we? Who did I call somebody? The baby. What's wrong with the baby? No, there's nothing wrong with the baby. What's this here? Oh, is that the baby?
This is the baby.
Can I hold Darcy for a few minutes?
Yeah, let me check the mic for you.
That's Darcy. Darcy. Hi, Darcy. Father, let the presence of God, let the power of God come upon Darcy. Father, I give her to you. You use her mightily. Let her change lives. Let her change lives. Thank you. mercy. I didn't know that was Darcy.
I didn't either.
Yeah. She's an angel. She's an angel. I didn't recognize you. Yes, Lord. All right. Give me a minute, okay? Don't go yet. Give me a minute. Yeah, what's your name? All right, I know this is 4 o'clock, 4:12, but I'm still energized, okay? So what I'll do is that anybody who wants prayer can come to the front. I'll just help you. I'll just pray for you. I know that these people are going to lead us worship a little bit, all right? But so anybody who wants prayer, and tomorrow night I'm going to pray for every single person who's here, every single person who comes, every single person, all right? So if you want prayer, come to the front and I'll just pray for you. I'll just do the presence of God is here again. The presence of God is here in Jesus' name. Pastor, this is your microphone now.